then you scored three touchdowns there at the end of the fourth quarter. Was it nice to see you guys put the game away with big plays like that?
Yeah, because we talk about, you know, one thing we talk about all the time to our kids is, you know, we want anywhere between two and three big plays a game. And I think that changes the outcome of the games. And I think we got some of those towards the end, and that helped out. You know, Salem did a phenomenal job. They had the big plays in the third quarter. You know, fortunate enough for us, we were able to counter back with some big plays.
Anything you want to say about your seniors?
Hey, great group of kids. All the credit goes to them. They're the leaders of this team. I think without those guys, we wouldn't be sitting at the position we're in right now. Like I just told those guys, they had a tough time in their high school career. And eventually they were able to turn it around just through their hard work. They worked so hard in the off season, in the weight room, and in the summer. And I think it shows on the field. And their leadership with the young dudes is outstanding. I couldn't ask for a better group of kids.
How many do you have?
17.
Anything else? Appreciate it. Thank
you. Coach, anything more about your defense here tonight?
I thought our defense played great. I thought we had some breakdowns in the third quarter a little bit. We did some things wrong a little bit. We were able to fix them. I think it helped out. Because if we weren't able to fix them, Salem was a really good team, and they would have kept battling back. It seems like they do that every week, and they're good at doing that.
Yeah.
So we were lucky. We were lucky enough that things kind of went our way in the fourth quarter. Because if that luck didn't come, things could have easily been different.
Any individual performances that, you know, we might not have picked up upstairs, but you noticed some great performances?
I thought Darrell Rucker, kid first time playing football, number 7 for us. We eased him in a little bit with some things with us. Now he's returning kicks and punts. We're trying to give him the ball a little bit on offense, and you see when he touches the ball, he's kind of a special kid. And then even you know, he had to pick 6 today, so. He's a kid that we're happy that he's on our team, and he has a bright future because, like I said, he's only played 6 games of football.